everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. 6 weeks to go in the OHL regular season, lots of things happening. Check it out on OHL Live on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to a veteran member of the Windsor Spitfires who sees his club in a battle for the top spot with the London Knights in the OHL Western Conference. Not in a moment, but first, this week's Kojivo OHL Player of the Week comes from the Knights. It's forward Sean McGurn. He picked up 13 points on the back of 5 goals and 8 assists in 4 games last week and was a plus 8. The 20-year-old who hails from Ottawa was a third-round pick of the Knights in the 2018 OHL Priority Selection. He attended the Toronto Maple Leafs rookie camp as a free agent this past fall. Meantime, as we mentioned, the Windsor Spitfires and the London Knights battling for the top spot in the Western Conference. They seem to go back and forth right now. Jacob Millett, a veteran of this Windsor Spitfires hockey club, sees his team right in the thick of things. And as I chatted with him this week, we talked about the run the Spitfires are on right now. Jacob, right off the bat, let's talk about how this season's gone for the Windsor Spitfires. You guys standings, things gone well, the record looks good, but take me through. Why have things gone well so far for the Windsor Spitfires?
Yeah, we've had a really good year so far. I think a lot of guys really stepped up this year, their game, and it's definitely showing for our team. And, you know, our coaches have done a lot for us, and we've just really followed that game plan, and it's showed on the ice. That's why we are in the standings where we're at. So
have you found it's been where there was really an opportunity for a lot of guys who maybe were on the third line or on the fourth line but got playoff experience last year and were able to really jump into bigger roles this year?
Yeah, I think so for sure. I mean, we had a really good team last year, and a lot of us we're still a big part of it, and we got to learn from the big guys like Johnston and Cooley and those guys up front. So just for us to come in this year, a lot of us having bigger roles, it's definitely been good, and it's good where we're at right now.
Around the room, could you kind of, especially early in the year, use that as a little bit of a motivator where people thought, all right, Johnston's gone, Cooley's gone, don't worry about Windsor. And you guys are like, yeah, hold on a second here, we have other plans.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think a lot of guys take pride where we're at, just because I don't think many people had us, back right on top. So, it's definitely been good, and we're all proud of where we're at.
Do you kind of have to be careful not to look at the scoreboard watching a little bit and see that pesky team from up the road in London still nipping at your heels?
Yeah, we're always looking. We always check the scores, hoping they get a loss. But, they're a good team. And there's a lot of good teams in the West this year. So, every night we got to bring it and make sure, we're doing our job getting the win. So that's all we can do.
If you were to sit in the crowd and kind of watch yourself out there, how would you scout how your game has come together this year?
I think just a complete game. I mean, I try to be good, both ends of the ice. And I think I've taken a step this year offensively, just, being more confident with the puck and making my own plays. So, I think just a two-way forward that, does whatever is really needed to get the win. So, yeah.
You had a nice little run recently, some multi-point games. There was a five-point game on that Sunday night game against Owen Sound. Sometimes it just feels like you get into some of those games and everything's just going your way.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, every night I just try to bring it and, go 100%. And some nights, things click and the puck ends up in the net and it goes your way. And I think those games for sure really, a lot of things were clicking. And it was nice to have those games.
You guys have had some games this year as well where you've had comebacks or last-minute goals, overtime goals. What is about this Windsor Spitfire? It's almost, a club that doesn't seem like it matters what the score is. You guys will just keep on bringing it.
Yeah, I think that's something we take pride in. Whatever the score is, we're going to bring it. And, we don't give it many easy nights for the other team. And that's just how we play. And I think we're definitely a tough team to play against. So I think that's why we always, end up battling all game. And, most games are pretty close unless, we're going ahead. But I think we just bring it every night. And that's, credit to our guys and our coaches for, having that mindset.
Jacob, what did it mean around the deadline when obviously Bill Bowler, the general manager, made some additions, obviously showing confidence in this group, the returning group, but showing confidence, making additions. I'm sure that had to be a big confidence boost to the rest of the guys.
Yeah, no, for sure. It shows that, we're willing to go for it this year. And, those guys we picked up have been awesome for us. And it's just a credit to our group all year, working hard, showing what we can do. And I think we're definitely, we got a bright future here the rest of the season.
You've got some NHL experience behind your bench, of course, Andy Dalmore, but head coach Mark Savard certainly seen a lot of time. What's it been like with Mark as your head coach?
Yeah, Mark's awesome. You know, he's definitely been a huge huge part of my game, just you know how it's succeeded. And a lot of guys, you know, he's a really loose guy. Like he gets along with all of us, and he's honestly been one of the best coaches I've ever had. So just his experience that he brings to us, and you know how he is, it's been awesome. And definitely we're in first or you know up there right now, just because how he's coached us.
You said he's pretty loose. I hear he's going to be a pretty high energy guy as well and really get the guys going.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. He always fires us up, you know, there's pregame speeches and stuff, and yeah, he's just been awesome. That's all I can really say.
I heard as well. I know over the years he's done some stuff with showing guys different things about taping sticks. Did you get into some discussions about how to tape your stick? Does he check yours out a little bit and say, come on, now you got to do it this way?
Originally, yeah, that's what happened. He seen mine. He's like, come on, man, you can't have that. So he actually tapes my sticks every game now, which you know helps me a lot, and I like it for sure.
Is there a little superstition there as well that, okay, he started taping your sticks, things were going, so it's like, okay, they're all yours now.
Yeah, literally, that's kind of how it went. You know, if I do have a bad game, he usually switches up the tape job, and if things go right, he'll just keep going with that, and it's been awesome how he does that for me.
Does he change the style up at all, or have you pretty much had the same one all season?
He likes the sock around the bottom, but if things don't go right, like I said, he usually switches it up, and I just honestly just let him do it all. So, yeah.
So what's going to happen in a couple of years? You move on to the pro ranks. If he's not your coach, you're going to have to send him sticks to get him to tape for you?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to, you know, watch his videos or something on YouTube, or get him just to teach me before I go or something. So we'll see.
That was Jacob Millett of the Windsor Spitfires. Let's take a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings, and the Winnipeg Ice back atop the list from the Western Hockey League. They are the top club in the national rankings. The Ottawa 67s lead the OHL representation at number 8, the London Knights at 9, the Windsor Spitfires coming in at 10, and honorable mention this week to the North Bay Battalion. Quite a time last weekend around four OHL rinks as the Ontario Hockey League partnered with the PWHPA for women's hockey action in Peterborough, Niagara, Kitchener, and Barrie. More than 14,000 fans took in the games, including a record number for a PWHPA game for the game in Niagara. Congratulations to all the women on the ice and everyone involved behind the scenes for the 2023 PWHPA OHL Showcase. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.